Welcome back to the Honeycutt Awards podcast. This is your host, Emma, speaking. Today, we will be continuing our series on the Gospel of John, where we will be reading chapters 7 and 8. So today, before we start, I want to open us up in prayer. Lord, thank you for today. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak your word freely, Father, to be able to get it out to all who listen to this, Jesus. Thank you for Anchor and the podcasting platform Spotify and wherever else this is on, Jesus. Thank you for Instagram and for social media, Father. Used correctly, it is a great tool. Lord, I pray that every person who hears this, Father, would be touched, Father. And I ask that you would just help them to step into your peace and into your love, God, and into your joy that you have provided for them, Lord. And that they would receive healing and correction and conviction where it is needed, God. I pray that you bless the podcast to whoever's ears that read this, Lord, that it would impact them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So, we will be starting chapter 7, Jesus at the Feast of Booths. After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He would not go about in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Booths was at hand. So his brothers said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify about it in its works of evil, that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not going up to the feast, for my time has not fully come." After saying this, he remained in Galilee. But after his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but privately. The Jews were looking for him at the feast, saying, "Where is he?" And there was much muttering about him among the people. While some said, "He is a good man," others said, "No, he is leading the people astray." Yet for fear of the Jews, no one spoke openly of him. After the middle of the feast, Jesus went into the temple and began teaching. The Jews there marveled, saying, "How is it that this man has learned when he had never studied?" So Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I did one work, and you all marveled at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcised a man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because on the Sabbath I made a man's body whole and well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. Can this be the Christ?" Some of the people of Jerusalem therefore said, "Is not this man whom they seek to kill? And here he is, speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Can it be that authorities really know that this is the Christ? But we know where this man comes from, and where the Christ appears. No one will know where he comes from." So Jesus proclaimed, as he taught in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I come from, but I have not come of my own accord. He who sent me is true, and him you do not know. I know him, for I come from him, and he sent me." So they were seeking to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. So many of the people believed in him. They said, "When the Christ appears, will he do more signs than this man has done?" Officers sent to arrest Jesus. The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering these things about him, and the chief priests and Pharisees sent officers to arrest him. Jesus then said, "I will be with you a little longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will seek me, and you will not find me,' and 'Where I am, you cannot come'? Rivers of living water." On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivets of living water. Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Divisions among the people. When they heard these words, some of the people said, "This really is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Is the Christ to come from Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David, and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" So there was division among the people over him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, "Why did you not bring him?" The officers answered, "No one ever spoke like this man." The Pharisees answered him, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to him before, and who was one of them, said to them, "Does your law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Search and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." The woman caught in adultery. They went each to his own house, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commands us to stone such a woman. So what do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground, and as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." I am the light of the world. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered, "Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For it is not I alone who judge, but I am the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me." They said to him, therefore, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. So he said to them again, "I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "Will he kill himself, since he says, 'Where I am going, you cannot come'?" He said to them, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "Just what I have been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him." They did not understand that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." As he was saying these things, many believed in him. The truth will set you free. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offsprings of David, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever, the sun remains forever. So if the sun sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offsprings of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. You are of your father the devil. They answered him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did. They said to him, We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and I am here. I am not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the word of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. Before Abraham was, I am. The Jews answered him, Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died. Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
Now that we have finished, we are going to go through our reflection time. Once again, if this is your first time, our reflection time is super simple and sweet. We will be using the SOAP method. If you haven't heard of that and you don't know what it is, each letter stands for something. S is scripture. So you're going to be writing a scripture down that stood out to you. If you can't write it down, just think of the scripture. Ask the Lord to reveal a scripture that you had just read or listened to that you need to reflect on. O stands for observation. And what that means is we are going to be looking at the scripture or scriptures that you have written down or are thinking of. And we're going to be observing things about them. What is the Lord trying to tell you through the scripture? What was he trying to tell his disciples? Are there things that you need to work on and you are being convicted of? Is the Lord ministering to a broken part of your heart? You know, whatever it is, observe it. Take your time to think about it, write it down, and to look at it. Ask the Lord to bring up anything that he is trying to teach you. The next is A, and that's application. You're going to write or think about how you can use this verse to apply to your life. How can you use this verse to correct anything that needs to be corrected in your life? Really, you're just going to ask the Lord how you can take this verse and apply it to your life daily so that you can continually walk the walk that the Lord has for you, the way that he has called you to walk. Obviously, no one is perfect, but when we intentionally choose the path of love, which is Jesus, and we choose to walk out his word and what it says and choose to dive into it, then we really choose to walk in the love that God has for us and wants us to model for other people. So during this application one, you're going to once again just ask the Lord, you know, Lord, how can I apply this verse daily to my life? And then for the last one, P is prayer. And with this one, it's super straightforward. You're going to get in a quiet place with the Lord and just talk to him. Talk to your Father, who cares so adamantly about you that he sent his one and only son to die for you and to wash you white as snow. Really take the time to develop an intimate relationship with him. And that intimate relationship is developed when we choose to intentionally spend time and get to know the other person. So really just sit down with the Lord and talk to him about anything and everything like he is your best friend. So we will start with S scripture. Once again, go ahead and write down any scriptures that the Lord is bringing up to you that he wants you to meditate on and reflect on. So you're going to go ahead and do that once this music plays. Obviously, the music isn't long enough really to get a good amount of time in for this. So once you hear the music, you can just pause it and take however long you need. And now we are on O, observation. So go ahead and take the scripture or scriptures that you have written down and observe anything that you feel like is standing out to you. What is the Lord trying to tell his disciples? What is he trying to tell you? How can this fit into your life? I mean, really just observe it and ask the Lord to bring up anything that he wants to download into you. And now for a application, go ahead and pray and ask the Lord, write it down, whatever he tells you, how you can take this verse or verses and apply it to your life today. And for the last one, P, prayer, you're going to once again sit down with your Father and you're just going to talk to him and really establish that intimate relationship. And that is it for this week's podcast episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. Next week, we will be continuing our series of John by reading two more chapters, two or three, but probably three. If you do not know and you just happen to hop on to Spotify and find this podcast and listen, Honey Coded Words is actually on Instagram as well. So look it up and go ahead and check the page out. I do ministry and deliverance and all kinds of amazing things on there. And at the bottom of this episode, if you're listening on Spotify, scroll down and there will be a question that you can answer. And I just ask these questions just to really connect with the community and just kind of see where everyone's at, you know, how everyone's doing, just really a form of connection. So once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in and I will see you on the next podcast episode. Bye.